A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle here. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Before we get to the fun, we really want to thank our sponsors who make this show possible. First cab off the rank, they're not a cab company. It's SommersWasteSolutions.com. They are your one-stop shop. If you've got a big office block or you've got a tiny little shop and you want waste sorted out, go to SommersWasteSolutions.com. They'll save you money and make your company greener.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors also sponsoring us this month. They are fantastic. They will take a lot of the pressure out of the hard times that are, you know, involved in getting divorced. They want to make sure they find a really smooth solution for both you and your ex and your family.
GELaw.co.uk, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Cornwall and Devon safer. They got patrol dogs. They've got people walking around who are locals and who are really, really nice. And they do a lot for their local community. At Poseidon Safe on Twitter and Poseidon Safety on the Facebook. Thank you so much to our sponsors. If you've got a small company or a big company and you want to join us, then please do send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Here endeth the message, here beginneth the show. Show.
Did do a lot of like stapling wood on top of wood, didn't they?
Yeah, let's just pick one.
Lived in a cosily ordinary 1960s house like this.
By the way, I like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. I like the LLB. I like him.
I think we have grown into him.
Yeah, I like him.
I don't think we realised he was doing a thing back then.
Would you let the owners of this eccentric Edwardian cottage loose in your living room? Well, all that's about to happen on Changing Rooms.
Here's the thing, though. Is people getting stuff done for free?
Yeah.
Deal with it.
But also, if you are...
Deal with it.
See, I know my neighbours and we get on quite well, but I think I've been in their houses once, maybe twice, and vice versa, right? I certainly wouldn't let them into my house with a paintbrush with me not present.
No.
So,
no.
There is an element of, and I'm going to say it, asking for it.
School teachers Travis and Charlotte have lived in their 1960s home near Basildon for 7 years. Their living room is in dire need of some lessons in love after incessant bullying by their three young daughters.
Why would anyone go to the trouble and expense of owning a television quite that large?
Wow.
I mean, if you think about it, if you sat in the interestingly stained sofa...
Gosh, I don't remember it being so insulting.
Judgy, judgy.
Really, you'd be wanting to watch the soap opera. That is these curtains. Look at it. All of...
Sorcerer Milk Table 3.
This is some...
Human life is here. Tragedy, happiness, highs, lows, and the furniture, well...
Let's bear in mind he's going to stick a chandelier somewhere in this room, isn't he?
Probably up his ass.
Let's say it arrived flat-packed. In fact, I'll wager that even the rocking horse came with an instruction booklet in...
Oh no. This is what... Now I can see why people hated him, because he was an arrogant...
Well, yeah, but that was part of his thing, wasn't it?
He was kind of a dandy,
a fussy dandy.
This was mid-90s.
Comedy posh. But this is like maybe just at the dawn of IKEA when flat pack furniture got trendy.
Scandinavian. But Oliver Heath, the Karate Kid of design, what does he do with instruction books? Does he read them? Oh no, he rips them up.
Two doors down couldn't be more different. Andrea and Robin are ex-publicans and Edwardian enthusiasts who've clad their home in timber. And the ancient decor in their bedroom is enough to send...
Oh, mate. Now, I'm a little bit of ashamed of our house because we've not decorated it since the kids were really tiny. But this looks like Most Haunted.
Can I just say something? Watching you doing commentary... on change rooms is my new favourite thing. It was my idea to watch this, but watching you do the commentary is my new favourite thing. Hey, it's a bit like watching the telly with you when we watch Dinner Date. But this is brilliant, man. I can see a solo series.
They've been swinging off that wallpaper, haven't they? They've just ripped it down. No, that's not even like a little. That's a concerted
shiver
effort.
Shivers down anyone's spine.
Apparently. The whole house is haunted, but I know for a fact no ghost would come into this room alone. Too spooky. Look at the corner, look. Shades of wallpapers passed, oozing creepily through.
He's very good looking, isn't he?
He's devilishly handsome, yes.
I've never considered it before. Now, of course, we know him with the goatee. He's very good looking.
Yeah.
And then, well, there's a bed to be entombed in. It's rather nice the way they've done this with the, what looks like cardinal's pyjamas. Oh, yeah, now.
Oi! This is what I can't bear on reality television shows, and this is why I would never do Come Dine With Me.
Yeah.
Shoes on the bed?
Yeah.
I don't care how scruffy my bedroom is. No, shoes on the bed.
Yeah.
Now, it's not comfortable, and I feel as if I should be wearing my best suit and I should have coins on my eyes. Is Gordon Wistance frightened of the dark? Does Gordon Wistance have a bell, a book and a candle in his pocket? Because I think he might...
By the way, the skills it takes, he does this all backwards, doesn't look at the door
my eyes.
He's going to open that...
Is Gordon Wistance frightened of the dark?
Looking at that door.
Does Gordon Wistance have a bell, a book
and a
candle
look,
in
look,
his...
Look.
Reaching.
He's going to go for it. Doesn't miss it. It's perfectly... He knows rooms. He knows straight there. Boom. Hand on it. Got it. No messing around. That is skills.
I think those cuffs he's wearing are like cat's whiskers. He sort of uses them to sense distances.
Could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very long sleeve.
I think he might need...
Very handsome man. If he had a sensible haircut...
That haircut has come in and out since then.
Yeah.
Don't you remember Richard...
Maidley.
No, the one that kept crashing his car.
Oh.
Little Richard.
Little Richard, yes.
Yeah. He had that. He had an attempt at that, but it wasn't quite as lustrous.
Remember when Little Richard was going to die because he crashed that car?
Yes.
He was in a coma for like 3 weeks.
And then he did it again.
Yeah, like an absolute melt.
All the clubs have been closed down.
Oh, morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
This room is shocking.
Well, hang on a second. Oh, so they swap houses.
Yes.
Oh,
the neighbours do it. That's what I mean.
So they do know that it's not one of those, it's not like 60 minute makeover where you go out and they do it while you're at the shops.
No.
Right, so it's okay, I got it.
Absolutely shocking. Now, what are we doing for Andrea and Robin? What do you want us to do?
Yeah, somewhere where they can come to chill.
My doll's house looked like that before my mum threw out the bonfire.
That wallpaper is something else, isn't it?
Apart from the busyness of all the children.
It's got to be restored into an Edwardian theme, I think.
Okay, good. Well, I'm on the right lines then, which is marvellous. Now,
So you've decided already. Oh, I'm on. What do you want? Oh, good. I'm on the right lines.
They always designed it. It was always their vision.
What, the people?
No, the designer.
Oh.
So sometimes the people would be going, I don't think they're going to like that. Oh. And they would plough on regardless.
Okay.
Show me these colours. That's the first colour.
Oh, white. White. Yeah, yeah, I know that one.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The second colour.
This can be a contrast.
Bright pink.
Is actually.
Oh,
no, that's
gentle mauve.
Lovely.
A lilac.
Yeah.
A lilac.
Yeah. The third thing I want to show you is this. Now, I think.
One of those chairs with a dildo that goes up and down.
This is absolutely beautiful. Don't you think that is...
This is in danger of looking quite stylish.
Let's see what he does with it.
Going to have a feature wall, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
No, that's
as long as there's no taping off and doing sort of stripes or some sort of paint effect.
Okay, this is all good news, I think.
Yes.
And it's topped off by a picture that I thought, well, Edwardian, yeah, but, you know, that era happened in other countries as well.
He's going to do
I.e. Scandinavia, specifically Sweden. And this is all heavily influenced by Carl Larsen, who was a big pioneer of the Gustavian style. Okay, and that's where I want to go with it. Now, do you think that they're...
Is he going to put wood cladding down the sides?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't understand where the two colours come in.
Did he just say the Edwardian era happened in other countries as well?
Yeah, I don't think they called it the Edwardian era. Like, if we're going to be sticklers,
just that period in time.
There were other people around that same time.
Just that period in time. By the way, White Wolf, thank you for the sub. Billy Bouncy, thank you for the sub. That was a follow. Thank you.
I think they will.
I think they will.
It's calm enough.
I think it's completely different to what they were.
I think anything is going to be better than that.
All right, let's see what's going on.
Remind me a little bit about what you wanted for Charlotte and Travis's room.
Look at his trousers. I like that. The three-quarter length trousers.
No. There's always... okay, I wouldn't let these guys loose on my house, would you? But it's not going to be them, it's going to be him. And I do remember he was prone to
his trademark?
A little bit of wackiness, if I remember rightly.
I'm disappointed we haven't got a Linda Barker or the other lady.
Anna Ryder Richardson.
Yeah, but let's see where we go with these.
Something that was sophisticated.
Yeah, family orientated.
Tonal.
Bit of wallpaper hanging off.
She said sophisticated wallpaper. She said sophisticated and tonal. What does tonal mean?
Different tones.
We wanted something that was sophisticated.
Yeah. Family orientated.
Tonal.
Family orientated and tonal.
A multifunctioning.
Yeah.
So a room. Right.
Right.
Let's see what how he translates that.
Quirky. Yes, maybe something quirky.
Come on, there was something else.
Okay. Well, underlying, we wanted something that perhaps the children could find, like perhaps a little mouse scurrying around the floor.
There we go. There it is.
Underlying, we thought we would get something the children would like going around.
She wasn't going to say it and he made her say it.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Functioning.
He's going to draw a flipping mouse or he's going to have some sort of mechanical mouse.
And?
Train.
Quirky.
Yes, maybe something quirky.
Come on, there was something else.
Well, underlying, we wanted something that perhaps the children could find, like perhaps a little mouse scurrying around the floor.
A little mouse?
Yes.
You're testing me.
Okay, good.
But I will rise to the challenge.
Good.
Okay, so the first part.
He hasn't already planned it out.
Yay!
Yay!
Oliver was listening.
Yay! He was. He listens.
Okay.
You're going to do the whole room like a piece of cheese.
Yeah, like that look.
So it's a tonal colour scheme.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so... Here you go. Here's a drawing of the room.
Where's my mouse?
I don't know what's going on there.
Custard.
You wait for the mouse. The mouse will come to you. Don't you worry.
Why are people grumpy?
Giving them, shush, everything they want.
She speaks. Look at that, her face.
I know, she's like, get him.
Look at her face, look, rightfully so. Talk to me like that, I'll pour this paint over your head, you absolute arse.
She's been a landlady, she'd bar that.
Yeah, you speak to me. Oi! Sorry, Andy, sorry, mate. What did you say to me? What did you say to me?
Actually, look at her, she's looking at Andy and Andy knows.
Yeah.
It's like...
TV people, the arrogance of... if you've ever worked in TV, the arrogance.
And they're still... You missed a bit?
I can't read.
Come on.
I wouldn't miss a bit of his flipping face if he talked to me like that.
Nah, you speak to me like that, sunshine. I will. Can we stop filming? Otherwise, this is going to be banned for violence.
Workload.
Right. Okay. Right. What we're doing is we're doing all these overlapping rectangles because that's kind of.
We're doing all these overlapping rectangles, guys.
Sounds great. What could possibly
Pete says,
go wrong?
I was just reminded that there was a designer on this show. Oh, I remember this, I think. Liz Wagstaff, who went to prison for lying about having cancer in order to get money out of people.
What?
That rings
a bell. The theme for the room, overlapping rectangles. Mm. Like that.
Right.
Now, I've done a drawing here.
So we're putting a panel on the wall first.
Yeah.
And then we're putting him on, and then we're cutting the middles out.
That's right.
And they're not happy. You're getting all this and you're not happy.
No, I'm quite impressed, but I have a few reservations.
Okay, you just can't please some people. No.
This looks a hell of a lot less scary. Much better. That looks so much better.
I said the name because Pete, I trust Pete to know these things. Go on, what's the story?
Yeah, it says here, Elizabeth Wagstaff, designer Liz's post-changing room career went downhill in 2000 when she was sentenced to a year in prison for deceiving friends and colleagues out of £54,000 by claiming she had terminal cancer. She claimed she needed cash for medical treatment in the US, but instead bought designer clothes. Her victims included Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen's wife and Anna Ryder Richardson.
A chihuahua.
It does indeed.
Doesn't that look good?
Yeah, I like that.
Because the bed looks much fresher as well, without all that Cardinal's pyjamas going on in it. Mm. What are you doing with the wood?
Cardinal's pyjamas line already, Lawrence. And I know you have to say it a couple of times, she don't
and
know
they don't
if
they're going
to
leave,
in,
yes.
But that just means that it ends up... I bet we get another one.
Bed. I'm hoping to paint it. Do you see what just happened to her face?
It fell.
It did.
Aren't these people thick?
This is the way they talk.
It just went bonk. Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Don't touch the bed.
Well, can I just say that...
No, no, no. And you are quoting who?
Andrea. A very lower volume than what she would say.
If she really wants to keep it, then obviously we'll keep it. But, A, it won't necessarily suit the room. It's also very good for this sort of Carl Larsen, Gustavian, Scandinavian style.
What concerns me
yeah,
more...
Yeah, 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 but they said don't touch the bed.
Yeah, don't touch the bed. I mean, it's their house, so...
So I'm feeling a bit disappointed by this. It's all quite khaki. It's all quite restrained. Is this Oliver? Or is this you?
He's followed the brief very well. And when he's not throwing his teddy in the corner, we're getting on very well, aren't we?
Oh, has he been throwing his teddy in the corner? Oh, really? Already?
A little bit.
It's only just arrived, for goodness sake. What have you been doing to him?
Not a lot. I think we're just quite definite on what we want. And we're protecting our friends in it.
They can redress it. Can they paint it?
I'd perhaps rather they didn't paint it.
So what is the problem with the bed, then?
Well, I think Andrew bought it at an antique fair or an auction.
Yeah.
And she's quite fond of it. I just know she loves the shape of it, and she's. Yeah.
I love the shape of beds. That it's like rectangle.
They're
isn't
gonna.
It?
You know what they're gonna do?
Yeah.
They're gonna staple something on the front of the bed, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. He wants to paint it.
Oh God.
Yeah. Do not, whatever Joe, do not saw it, break
okay.
it.
Okay. At the moment, I'm having difficulty. There are nails all over the top.
Mm.
Yeah.
It just looks a bit scruffy. It looks a bit worn. It just looks shoddy. Do you know what I mean? If we strip all the wax off and paint it, I'd like to paint it a sort of a cream satin colour. We can improve on this.
Well, that would look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hypnotising you. As they say in America, hypnotising. He's hypnotising you.
Yes.
Definitely yes, yes.
Definitely yes for me, from my camp.
Now, these sofas that we've bought, £150 off the internet, we are going to spray dye the sofas and machine wash the cushion covers.
Why?
Yeah, and we're going to spray it brown.
But the green may not work with the spray.
That is absolutely right.
So a damp kid sits on that sofa.
This was one of the biggest TV shows. It ran for years.
Shall we make them some new cushions? With brown material, should we just spray dye it?
Yeah, the old spray dye, very popular.
So could we try one panel before we make a decision?
Yeah. Let's spray the back of one of the chairs, see how the dye takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get our suits on and spray.
Jolly, jolly music, vandalising the neighbour's house.
It's true. I mean, we'll get done for showing up. Oh, they're ripping the bed. Whoa. The bed! Look what they're doing! They're ripping it! Don't touch the bed! That was the only thing!
One, two, three.
Stop it! What are you doing? Remember your vow. remember your vow. You've still got to live here. They're going to bugger off and leave you to it. Are you insane?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Well, that was pointless.
Who got inside the sofa for that shot?
That was pointless, wasn't it? Can you put a bit of plastic over the camera and we'll spray it and we'll pretend that you're spray dyeing a thing I've never heard of, the actual sofa?
Morning, Andy. You all right?
Mr. Winston's going on in. There is a
what do you make
rather
of all
lot
then?
Of MDF going on here, mate.
Of course there is.
MDF. I mean, MDF is cheap, crappy wood. I think those shelves are like the MDF, but that's it. You wouldn't want to make a feature out of MDF.
No. It's a cost-saving exercise.
You don't wood. Say.
You'd want wood.
You know, I'm not a major fan of MDF, but because I want.
Sorry, you eat. You eating something, mate? Sorry, are you chewing on a nut or something? Look
What's
at him.
Morning. There is a what do you rather make of lot then? Of MDF going on here, mate.
It's a cost-saving exercise. You know, I'm not a major fan of MDF, but because I
finishing his breakfast off there.
They'll have got bacon butties.
Flipping it. We're not having a lock-in, but we will finish this, and we're going to find the. Don't worry, we're going to do the winner of the. The slogan competition for the ad. So don't worry, we're going to go a little bit late tonight. But
there will be a conclusion to this nonsense.
Yes. I want a tongue and groove all the way around the room to about 5 foot. If I did it in proper TG&V, it costs a fortune.
Are you not concerned that this lovely
tongue and groove and tongue groove and TG&V? Tongue and groove and
TG&V. I don't know.
But I know it is MDF, but it's quite good because it's got a pressed grain on it.
Okay.
So eventually, when it's all put up and painted in, it does look pretty realistic. And I think, for the time being, that's about it, really.
Oh,
they're really brown, aren't they?
That's a complete success. They're nice and clean, though, aren't they?
Tongue and groove.
Well, so the dye has
and the V-joint.
The V-joint. Let's get a close-up for the people, boys and girls.
Well, it's like that, if you imagine a V-joint.
It's that. The dye, I've got some bad news. The dye hasn't worked.
Good. It's a ridiculous
the
idea.
The dip linings are really cool. They're a nice brown.
Babe. Yes, that's a nice coffee colour.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice. So, it looks like we have a bit of a situation on our hands. That's the one we sprayed brown, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I have actually had a little bit of a sneak preview. On
oh, that. Have you, yeah. Miss Cheetah?
I have sourced some fabric paint.
Right.
And I think...
What does she mean a sneak preview? So she'd seen this before they took it out pretending this was the first time
they've
taken it out.
She's taking control of it. There's a little struggle going on between these two, and I think I know who's going to win.
And she's going to fabric paint.
Now, let's remember, this is the woman with that bedroom that looked like there'd been a terrible exorcism in there.
Yeah. Or they tried to kill a band of monkeys.
We should go off and get some.
Yeah, because it just hasn't taken at all, has it? I mean, no. that is what you call a complete disaster.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Little House on the Prairie.
By the way, I've just got a feeling this is your Friday nights for the next 6 months. Is there a box set you can buy of Changing Rooms? Because I'm totally up for this. I'm loving it. You narrating Changing Rooms is a series in its own. This is your spin-off project. I love it.
This is how me and my mum spent the 90s.
Whoa.
Oh, no time for that. Get that sorted out, that corner there.
Yes.
Pack that in.
Maybe we can use the bed first before they come back. Yeah.
You are very, very different. I mean, this is what's so funny. Within the space of two houses in one street in Essex.
No, this is just flimflam.
I would have been patronising had you got it right.
Are you going? I shall miss you. Go away.
I'll just be here if you need me. Just forgot my
leave it here.
I should miss. This table that Andy's made, this is a games table, basically.
A table made of MDF, my God.
It's what every home wants.
My God.
There's a top that slides off. What have we got inside? Little game.
Rectangle
for you. You're dreaming about those tonight. So you put your games in there. This is actually going to flip over. There'll be a chessboard on one side. I want you to paint that tonight.
What are they?
Chess.
So it's
chessboard.
I like a chessboard.
Yeah, no, but
thank you for the sub, Sharon.
I don't want them to build me a table. What's on the other side?
Ready to put it in the room tomorrow.
And, Have a nice evening.
Come back and see too many more of these rectangles.
I don't think you can behave yourself.
Oh, we've got a cat coming up, guys.
There, man.
So, 22424, I bet that MDF looks really bad today, does not age well. You think that any of this is still there? Come on.
Draft boards on one side, chessboard on the other.
The end of day one, Gordon and the yellow team seem to be getting along just fine. But, just up the road, it may be a long day two for all of us team.
Show me the cat.
What was that shot for?
What's new, pussycat?
Cat.
Hello, my little dog. Just think that cat's dead now.
Dead cat.
Beautiful, though. Look at that. Love black cat with white whiskers. A little bit of white on the end. Oh, look at you, little darling.
Come on.
What's new?
I do this every
time. There's a postman. Look at him.
Cat. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Beep.
Kay just got the old parachuting mice to hit the room so hard.
This corner, which I haven't filled
yet. Did you
just say
parachuting mice?
That needs to come back in. Now, if we get time, we'll paint it and put it back in. Well, let me go and make a list of all the things we have to finish off today. You carry on with that, and I might come back with a hot beverage.
Okay, well, listen, anything was going to be an improvement in that room, wasn't it?
He said hot beverage, which is I'm going to come back with a hot beverage.
It means cup of tea.
These two have got no balls. These two are castrated.
No, and, you know, it's lucky that they're making a room for ex-publicans, because what this looks like is the sort of the revamped bistro stroke pub thing. Do you know what I mean? You're going to have a hot pot there.
Producer Tobe says that bee's dead as well now. Yep, sad but true. Yeah. Ian, have you watched Don't F With Cats? No. Never going to watch it. Never going to watch it. Does not appeal to me in the slightest.
Lovely.
Yeah, this room is a significant improvement.
This is my
mouse. Oh.
I mean, they would, to make it worse, that room, though, they would have had to, I don't know, wipe feces on the wall, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, no, don't be doing that. Don't.
What, the mouse?
Yeah, this is an awful.
By the way, you can tell she's a ex-landlady.
Now, I drew him hoping that we could introduce a little bit of interest for the children.
1995, they would have had a PlayStation.
Oh, look at
2000, they'd have had PlayStation 2. So there's plenty of interest.
Well, and what they haven't mentioned is the kids are 18, 19 and 24.
I want to see that mouse close up again. I mean, it's...
I might come back with hot beverage.
Lovely.
Thank you, sir. That is absolute crap.
Oh, dear.
He's my mouse. Now, I drew him hoping that we could introduce a little bit of interest for the children. And now I want to see what you've got, Oliver.
I feel bad that there's... Well, we have got a fairy door, but I haven't got any interest for the children.
Why would you want interest for the children?
Apart from the telly and the PlayStation,
here we go.
As you say.
Mouse number one.
Oliver, he looks like a rat. Where's the Pied Piper?
Okay, wait. You just got to see it through because it gets redder, right?
Better than your crap.
Okay. Little mouse. See, he's going to be in the games table. No, he's going to be seen from above on the little games
like
table.
A roadkill. They're going...
She's annoying, isn't she, actually? These two deserve each other.
To be petrified.
You wait. And for the finale, parachuting mouse. No, it's parachuting mouse.
I have to say,
the parachute appears to have been inserted in the mouse's back.
They are absolutely hideous.
She can speak about mice. I'm too old to twitch. Once they found it once, where does the interest come from?
I'm hoping they're going to sack the whole mouse idea off, but you and I know that it's only going to get worse.
Don't forget, before we end tonight, you are going to pick the winner of the sponsor slogan competition.
We like to call Pick as a Winner.
But we're talking about a fun element for children.
Yes.
And you've provided nightmares for them.
Do you think nightmares?
Throw all these
No, mate.
Where is...
He's genuinely peed
That's
off.
That's his artwork.
He's peed off.
My fun, cute, you know, gutsy...
You should get her mouth and go.
Gutsy? Gutsy? You don't think a parachuting mouse isn't gutsy? I think we should just try them. Because I think... See, they're making you laugh. But you're not allowed.
No, I don't know what's going on. Just get on it.
Right, well, how about I'll give you 10 minutes then.
Should we fast forward to the reveals? Because this is...
We're running out of time. We really need to get going. Yeah. Come on, panic.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Something's coming along and it's burst our bubble. Yeah.
Now, sometimes when they say things like, don't touch the bed, the person to come in and you know that they would be receptive to change.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the woman for that job.
No. Should we go to the reveals? Here we go.
He does look better.
No, significantly better, but the bed is completely changed. Let's see how adamant they were about that bed.
Open your eyes.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to.
Damn, a lovely bedroom.
Oh, my God. I actually like it.
Ooh. Well, fair play, because they've played the game. Their bedroom has been a shithole for years,
yes.
Right? And they couldn't be bothered to put a liquor... get the paper off.
Either
put
pull that
paper
off or leave it alone.
Come in and do whatever you want, Lawrence. You can do whatever you want. 2003, we're being told. Okay, thank you.
Did you hear the way we were hanging on that?
This is in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I thought for sure it was like 1995.
Yeah. Well, I was only 8 years out. Only 8 years out.
Where am I supposed to put my clothes?
Well, you have got an armoire there, but you are...
A what now?
An armoire.
An armoire.
What's an armoire?
It's like French for wardrobe. Oh, say wardrobe.
Wait.
Say wardrobe.
Armoire.
Oh, Lord. I actually like it.
Ooh. Did you hear the way we were hanging on that?
Where am I supposed to put my clothes?
Well, you have got an armoire there, but...
Armoire.
You are probably maybe a little bit of editing of the clothing.
Hang on.
Oh, come on.
They've both got to get their clothes in that petit armoire.
No, c'est pas possible.
It's impossible.
They raided my house.
You've also got a painted bed.
You cheeky cow, that room is a disgrace.
But it is in one piece.
Yeah, no, the bed's in one piece.
So that's okay.
And it's what? It's only okay.
No, I like it. It's a little bit French, Robin.
Do you know what? It's not. It's actually Swedish.
It's
meant to be...
Alpen?
Swedish Edwardian. It's meant to be Carl and Karin Larsson.
I think it's beautiful, but
I don't know where the hell we're going to put our clothes.
Next door.
Yes. In Charlotte and Travis's house.
So, what do you think that Charlotte and Travis will make of what you've done?
Oh, dear.
I think they'll be happy.
I think apart from the rats, they all love it.
Let's go and reveal those rats.
Go and look at the cheese room.
2 days ago, this room was a star-free zone, but then Oliver Heath spent a massive £818.90 to make it look like this.
Okay.
I mean, but that looks 90s to me.
Yeah.
That looks very 90s. Yeah. It's all right. I mean, I wouldn't have any of this rubbish up here.
What is that there? What's that cubby there? Is that the fireplace?
That was there before. Those cubbies were there before. If that's what you, for some reason, I saw that earlier. This table's all right. I mean, you know, it's.
Why have we covered up the books? Are they?
Ooh. Now, can someone? I need an expert. And this would do. This is what does my nutting. When you're playing chess, what's the one rule about the chessboard?
Doesn't have to go. Oh.
As you sit at it, there needs to be a white square in the right-hand corner nearest to you, both right. sides. And it annoys you. Otherwise, you can't do some moves. And it annoys me so much on movies and stuff where right. you've got, like, grandmasters playing. Can't think of any films with grand. And they've got the black square there. Now, is that the same...
For drafts.
For drafts. Is it a draft board and a chess board flipping over? It should be white, shouldn't it? They balls this up. Well, that whole thing is useless. Useless. Has to be flat. Pete, you're so close to getting banned. This block party. This is all right.
Well,
oh, hang on a minute.
Have they done the sofas? Have they still...
Hang on a minute. How is that door going to open?
Yeah, there's that's a point, isn't it?
That is also, very close.
That's an interesting way to watch television. Like you're on University Challenge.
Well, that TV is going to swap with that plant plot straight away and then swivel
yeah,
around.
Yeah, you've got to have that on an angle.
Follow the mouse. Interactive fun.
No.
Now, just small point, tiny point. £750 budget thing, you know, just wondered if you knew about it.
Shot to pieces, isn't it?
Why?
We had a little trouble with the sofa.
Mm.
We tried to dye the cushions and we couldn't, so we had to get some material, which was £80. And that's knocked us up to £245. So way over budget, I know. I'm very, very sorry.
Well, then you shouldn't be allowed to have it. What's the point of having budgets and having rules?
There should be a penalty. There should be a penalty.
Yeah.
He should have to lose something.
A finger. Just like a little finger.
He could have gone without the mice.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody.
Unusually for you, there's not a sort of a very... codified concept.
No, because the main thing they needed in
to it.
Yes, I came forward.
Go away.
I will never ever forget about what you've done here.
What you're about to say is not my back in, and kind of it's just a playful thing. You don't want to take it too seriously.
So,
a little bit of mouse work around. They're going to like it. Come on.
Pete, please stop shaming Gatford for losing so many toes.
Open your eyes. Oh. Yes. Oh,
they've got no spine.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my God. That is nice. The fireplace is different.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that was the fireplace.
Oh, goodness
pictures,
me.
Beautiful.
They've got a new settee.
I love
the colour.
Those 3D shelves.
Oh.
3D shelves.
Well, one of them's over the window.
What's going on there? That's not right. There's the rat there. But that's not right.
Are they going to open that window? Well...
I don't think you can.
I love the way you're just standing there, rubbing your hands. You go, it
hurts me.
Oh,
I like.
Dreams as well, look.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Just that set it wrong.
Also, this game, Pickup Sticks, causes more arguments.
I love it. I love Pickup Sticks. Kath hates it.
I love it. But it does. We always end up putting them away because someone is dissatisfied with the procedure.
My boys will quite often knock. There's a lot of table knocking going on. Stop knocking the table. What are 3D shelves? I'm not sure.
We'll love that. Lauren will love that.
Are you slightly bemused by the mice? I've just noticed that, actually. Well, that was a little idea of...
Imagine if her mouse had been up. It does look Banksy, doesn't it?
Mm.
Imagine if her mouse... What film is that? Men in Black on VHS.
Oh, look.
Men in Black
upside
on VHS.
Upside down.
Andrew
and Robin. This idea that the children.
What film is that next to it? What film is that, Pete?
Show me again.
Pete, what film is it next to Men in Black? On the here we go over here.
That is Chinatown, isn't it?
It is Chinatown.
No, it isn't. It says Christmas.
China Christmas. China Crisis.
It says Christmas.
What film is that, guys?
Is it Muppets?
No, because it
ends... Is that half a Kermit there?
It ends with Christmas. Christmas. So what film ends with Christmas? Muppet. Well, no, it's a Muppet Christmas Carol, isn't it? Muppets... Well... Did you use fart?
No, it's my stomach.
Okay. Debbie does...
Debbie does Christmas.
Carrie and Chris, you're all idiots. I don't like any of you.
This idea that the children might, you know, get interest and excitement out of them, but they were rather perturbed to find that they feel the mice look like lab rats.
No, they look like
rats. But now you've said that, yes, they do. Thanks for ruining it.
No.
They look more like rats.
They're rats and they're proud.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. You're looking rather sort of moist around the eyeballs.
No, I'm not.
No, I've got to be brave. Is there anything you change?
I've got to be brave.
No.
Do you think there is anything about Andrea and Robin's bedroom that they would want to change?
Christmas, the big Christmas movie.
That's possibly put in more storage. That's the only thing I can think of that they won't be happy with.
Why don't we ask them? Andrea, Robin, coming in here.
Do you like it? I love it.
So there you go. You see, the mice are nice and the Scandinavian style.
Yeah. Oh, hello. I don't want to watch idiots. Well, that was fun. That might become a thing.
Imagine though.
That might become a thing.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.